Hello and welcome to episode 68 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. I am proud to be your host. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Thursday, January 13th, 2022, and we are continuing to look at Chapter 8 of The Secret Still Hidden by Christopher A. Ferrara, the wonderful Catholic lawyer and author. The title of this chapter is The Cover-Up Collapses. Once again, The Secret Still Hidden is available for purchase, if you'd like a soft cover copy, at fatima.org. It's also free there for electronic download. So, without further ado, let us continue. Follow the bouncing envelopes. Clearly, something is gravely amiss with Bertone's ever-changing account of the envelopes pertaining to the third secret. All told, Bertone has given three conflicting versions of the packaging of the secret, depending on which version one consults. According to Bertone, A, Lucia prepared one, two, or three envelopes for transmission of the secret. B, either one or two of the envelopes she prepared was sealed. And C, the total number of envelopes involved in transmitting the secret, including those not prepared by Lucia, is either three or four. The only thing common to all three versions is that there is at least one outer envelope prepared by the Bishop of Fatima, bearing his handwritten instructions for disposition of the text inside upon his death. Otherwise, Bertone's three versions of the facts are irreconcilable. This can be seen from a study of Table 2. And Mr. Ferrara has a table drawn of Bertone's three versions of Sister Lucia's packaging of the third secret from June 26, 2000, May 10, 2007, and May 31st, 2007. As the table makes clear, Bertone's differing accounts, when read together, point directly to the existence of one or more envelopes that have been withheld from the faithful. Despite the many inconsistencies in Bertone's story, however, there can be no doubt of what Bertone had just revealed on Door to Door. Two sealed envelopes from Sister Lucia, each of which bear an express order from the Mother of God that its contents could only be revealed in 1960. The only logical explanation for the existence of these two envelopes is this. Two texts, one for each envelope, just as Sochi, the Fatimists, and millions of Catholics, and of course Archbishop Capovia maintain. What all the envelopes mean? Seemingly oblivious to his own stupefying disclosure, Bertone was acting as if no one should think it the least bit strange that Sister Lucia would redundantly create two sealed envelopes inscribed with the identical 1960 order, for what he claimed was only one text, and then just as redundantly place one sealed envelope inside another sealed envelope. Of course, it would have been senseless for Sister Lucia to prepare an envelope bearing an order that it could not be opened until 1960, only to place it inside another envelope bearing the same order. It would also have been rather strange for Lucia to place a sealed envelope inside another sealed envelope. In fact, only moments before he revealed Lucia's two sealed inner envelopes, envelopes 3 and 4, Bertone himself had been careful to note that envelope 2, the yellowish outer envelope with Bishop De Silva's name on it in Lucia's handwriting, had not been sealed because it was already inside sealed envelope 1. The outermost envelope inscribed with Bishop De Silva's instructions for disposition of the secret upon his death. Following the very logic Bertone had indicated, if Lucia did not seal her yellowish envelope, envelope 2, because it was placed inside the bishop's sealed outer envelope, envelope 1, then why would she have sealed envelope 4, which allegedly was placed inside sealed envelope 3? On the other hand, if the yellowish envelope on which Lucia wrote the bishop's name, again, envelope 2, was intended to contain her envelopes 3 and 4, then why was envelope 2 not sealed to protect the two inner envelopes on their way to the Bishop of Fatima? From all of this, one can only conclude that the four envelopes Bertone revealed on camera do not logically belong together in a single nested assemblage. Rather, it is obvious that the assemblage, logically arranged, would involve two outer envelopes, each holding one of the two inner envelopes, sealed with wax and bearing the 1960 order. That indeed is precisely why Bertone's account in Last Visionary reflects only one inner envelope and one outer envelope. Thus, in a possible arrangement of the envelopes produced on camera, envelope 1, that of Bishop Da Silva, would hold envelope 3, the first sealed envelope bearing the 1960 order, while envelope 2, Lucia's yellowish unsealed envelope, would hold envelope 4, the second envelope bearing a 1960 order. Still more inconsistencies. Add to these inconsistencies the facts revealed by the contemporaneous written account of Archbishop Capovia already discussed, that Pope John XXIII directed him to write on the envelope, or wrapping, containing the secret, the phrase, "I give no judgment," along with Capovia's signature and the names of all those to whom Pope John deemed it necessary to disclose the secret. Assuming this wrapping was some outer envelope and not the third secret envelope proper, Bertone failed to produce it during the telecast. Question: where is this outer envelope? Question: is it the same outer envelope Bertone mentioned in Last Visionary but has never produced, the envelope bearing the note, third part of the secret? Question: is this envelope not indeed the outer envelope for a text of the secret that has not yet been produced? In any event, there is a missing envelope whose existence Bertone himself revealed in Last Visionary. This is yet another disclosure that undermines the official account. The official account demolished. The confusion concerning the envelopes is Bertone's to unravel, and the faithful have a right to hear his attempt at an explanation. But this much is certain: the official account has been demolished. The never-before-mentioned extra sealed envelope with the 1960 order could only have been prepared for a separate and distinct portion of the secret that has not yet been produced. Once again, we know this because even according to Bertone's account, before the May 31st telecast, in Message and in Last Visionary, there was no second sealed envelope from Sister Lucia containing a 1960 order, or indeed any other sealed envelope from her, as part of the packaging of the text of the vision. Therefore, the second sealed envelope produced during the telecast could only have been meant for another text, the very text that found its way to the papal apartment. No other explanation makes sense, especially in view of Bertone's and the Vatican's otherwise inexplicable failure to mention the extra envelope at any time during the past 7 years. Possible objections. In concluding our discussion of this point, it is necessary to consider certain objections that will present themselves to the thoughtful reader. Objection: why would Bertone display the second sealed envelope on camera and demolish his and the Vatican's entire position if that envelope really were a smoking gun that proves the existence of a second and related text of the secret? Why would Bertone not simply hide the envelope and never produce it? Answer: bearing in mind that Bertone had indeed never mentioned the second envelope in the 7 years preceding the telecast of May 31, 2007, only to introduce it after its existence was revealed by Capovia, the answer to the objection seems clear. The existence of the two envelopes had been confirmed by an unimpeachable living eyewitness, Archbishop Capovia, who was no less than the personal secretary of Pope John XXIII. Other evidence, no matter how compelling, could safely be ignored as the product of feverish Fatimus, but not Capovia's testimony, since the Vatican could not refute or even comment on Capovia's testimony because it is true, the only reasonable explanation for the wall of silence concerning Capovia. More and more members of the faithful, following Sochi's lead, would become convinced that there are two envelopes, one of which the Vatican is hiding from the world. The two envelopes problem, then, would never go away so long as the Vatican continued to deny the existence of two envelopes while failing to answer Capovia. There could only be one way out: suddenly introduce the second envelope as if it had always been there, but merely as one of the two envelopes meant to shelter a single text, the text of the vision. Only this would explain why, even a few weeks before the telecast, Bertone was still claiming in Last Visionary that A, there was only one sealed inner envelope bearing a 1960 order, B, Sister Lucia had identified only one inner envelope as hers, and C, the only outer envelope, aside from Bishop da Silva's, which is not in dispute, was not Sister Lucia's envelope, but one marked third part of the secret, which again, Bertone has never produced. It is reasonable to conclude, therefore, that sometime between the publication of Last Visionary and the telecast, it was decided to reveal the second 1960 envelope as a mere extra envelope for the text of the vision. Hence, only a few weeks after negating the existence of a second 1960 envelope in his own book, Bertone suddenly introduced it on television for the first time in the history of the controversy. This would also explain why Bertone was at pains to describe envelope 4, the innermost envelope, as the authentic envelope that contains the third secret. Was there some inauthentic envelope in this regard? Were the other envelopes in the four-part assemblage he had just disclosed, including the never-before-mentioned extra envelope bearing the 1960 order, not authentic? Objection. What of the fact that the extra envelope bearing the 1960 order has not appeared in any account of the chain of custody of the third secret written over the past 60 years? Answer. Since we know the extra envelope exists, as Bertone himself showed us, the failure of any historical account to record its existence must be the result of it having taken a more hidden path to and within the Vatican than the one taken by the envelope holding the text of the vision. A more hidden path that ended in the papal apartment with no record in the Holy Office archives. In any case, Archbishop Capovia, in testimony Bertone would not answer or even mention, has confirmed the existence of not only two different envelopes, but two different texts comprising the same third secret. So did Father Schweigel, almost as directly, with his revelation that the third secret has two parts. One part concerns the Pope, the other part is the logical continuation of the words, "In Portugal, the dogma of the faith will always be preserved," etc. And no one has disputed Father Schweigel's testimony either. An explosive folio. We have examined sufficiently the fatal problems for the official account posed by the envelopes Bertone produced on the telecast. Let us now consider the contents of the last envelope in the series, envelope 4, the so-called authentic envelope that contains the third secret. Notice again the curious description of this last envelope as authentic, as if there were some inauthentic envelope vying for our attention. As was to be expected from the official account, Bertone withdrew from envelope 4 the text of the vision of the bishop in white. But here, too, there was a stunning new revelation. The text of the vision was not written on four separate sheets of paper, as Message had made it appear in the photo reproduction provided in 2000, but rather on four attached pages, which clearly appeared to be a folio of ruled notebook paper. Here it must be noted that in English usage, folio means a sheet of paper folded once to make two leaves, or four pages of a book or manuscript. Likewise, the Italian word foglio means a leaf, sheet, or clean, loose sheet of paper. Hence the English folio and the Italian foglio are equivalent, both mean sheet of paper. Bear this in mind as we continue. Bertone identified the notebook folio on camera as follows. The folio, sheet of paper, the only authentic folio, the only folio in which is contained the third secret. Again, we must ask, is there an inauthentic folio somewhere of which Bertone has knowledge? A sheet of paper, perhaps, that did not actually exist in the archives of the Holy Office, but which might exist or have existed in the papal apartment? Why else this harping on the only authentic folio? As the camera revealed then, the text of the vision had been written on a folio of four ruled notebook-style pages, front and back, and curiously, the four-page folio had been folded in half yet again in order to make it small enough to fit into envelope number 4. Why would Sister Lucia have done that, as opposed to using a larger envelope that would have allowed her to send the document flat? Bertone himself had just demonstrated that Sister Lucia had access to larger envelopes, two of which were part of his assemblage. Neither Message nor Bertone, nor any other Vatican official, had ever before revealed that the vision was written on four contiguous pages that clearly comprised a single folio of ruled notebook paper. On the contrary, in Last Visionary, published a few weeks before his television appearance, Bertone points the reader away from this fact. Let us recall once again what Sister Lucia said according to Last Visionary during the purported authentication meeting in April 2000. "Yes, these are my sheets of paper, Fogli. They are the sheets of paper, Fogli, that I used." Thus, according to Bertone's own prior account of the authentication of the secret in Last Visionary, the third secret was written on sheets of paper, not what Bertone called the only authentic sheet of paper during the telecast weeks later. Two conclusions are suggested by this major inconsistency, both destructive of the official account. First, Sister Lucia did indeed refer to my sheets of paper during the April 2000 authentication meeting with Bertone, in which case there is at least one missing sheet of paper pertaining to the third secret, given that Bertone represented on television in May 2007 that what he was showing the camera was the only sheet of paper, the only sheet of paper in which is contained the third secret. This would mean that sometime after Lucia had authenticated two or more sheets of paper, as those she had used to write down the third secret, it was decided to reveal only one of them, the text of the vision on the notebook-style folio, while withholding the other, which contains the missing words of the Virgin. Second, in the alternative, Sister Lucia did not speak of sheets of paper, foglio, as reported in Last Visionary, but only one sheet, foglio. In that case, Bertone's account in Last Visionary is unreliable, or his account is calculated to give the false impression that the vision was written on four separate sheets that did not comprise a folio of ruled notebook paper. But why would Bertone want to give the impression that the vision was not written on four contiguous sides of one notebook folio, but rather on four separate sheets? What difference does it make? Here we must re-examine, under a different aspect, Sister Lucia's revealing statements in 1943-44 quoted above, as reported by Father Alonso. "They, Bishop Da Silva and Canon Galamba, tell me either to write it in the notebooks in which I've been told to keep my spiritual diary, or if I wish to write it on a sheet of paper, put it in an envelope, close it, and seal it up." From Sister Lucia's letter to Bishop Da Silva of January 9, 1944. "I have written what you, Bishop Da Silva, asked me. God willed to try me a little, but finally, this was indeed his will. It, the secret, is sealed in an envelope, and it is in the notebooks." That is, Sister Lucia herself revealed that she had written down the secret both on a sheet of paper that she placed in a sealed envelope and in her diary, which was in notebook form. That is, she exercised both the options given to her. What Bertone displayed on camera is what came from the notebook, whereas the sheet of paper in the sealed envelope, Lucia's letter to the Bishop of Fatima, has not been produced. Thus, Bertone would have a good reason not to reveal that the text of the vision he displayed on camera is from a notebook. If he revealed that the text was from Lucia's notebook, this would call attention to the fact Lucia had also written a letter to the Bishop of Fatima, which was not being produced. After all, one does not write letters to bishops in a notebook. This might explain why Bertone's account in Last Visionary gives the impression that the vision was written not in a notebook, but on four separate sheets of writing paper. Objection. In January 1944, Sister Lucia referred to only one sealed envelope and did not say that what was in her notebooks was in a second sealed envelope. So how can it be maintained that there are two sealed envelopes pertaining to the third secret? Answer. Cardinal Bertone showed us two sealed envelopes, and since Lucia's letter to Bishop Da Silva on January 9, 1944 states that contents of the secret were sealed in an envelope, not two envelopes, one inside the other, as Bertone was now claiming, it can only be the case that Sister Lucia later decided to place the folio from her diary into a separate sealed envelope bearing its own 1960 order. since Lucia did not finally relinquish the Third Secret documents to Bishop Garza for delivery to Bishop De Silva until 6 months after her January 9th letter to De Silva, again, Garza received the documents from Lucia on June 17, 1944, her decision to use the second sealed envelope would not have been reflected in the January 9th letter, and thus would be outside the historical record. Hence, what Bertone displayed during the telecast was the folio from Sister Lucia's diary, which had its own separate 1960 envelope. By process of elimination, whatever was in the sealed envelope referred to in the letter of January 9, 1944 has not been produced. That Bertone had showed us a folio from Sister Lucia's notebook / diary was apparent to host Vespa. After a commercial break, Vespa stated that Bertone had just shown an extraordinary document, a letter, a document, a folio from a diary, and then asked Bertone, to whom is it addressed? Is it a kind of diary? Bertone's revealing reply was, it is a declaration. It is not addressed to anybody. Hence, by Bertone's own admission, the text of the vision could not possibly be the letter to Bishop De Silva that she sent inside of one sealed envelope, but it could be, and very probably is, what Vespa perceived it to be, and what it so plainly appears to be, a folio from a diary that Sister Lucia had kept in notebook form, and which she ultimately transmitted in another sealed envelope, a sealed envelope that would otherwise be redundant. On the other hand, if it is objected that the document Bertone displayed does not at all appear to be a folio from a diary, and that the Fatimists are merely fitting the evidence to their preconceived conclusions, then one must answer the question why Vespa twice suggested that Bertone had shown a folio from a diary. Did Vespa have information from Bertone to which the viewers were not privy? Why did Vespa describe the document as both a letter and a folio from a diary, and then ask Bertone if it was a kind of diary? Was he somehow aware that the secret involved both a letter and a diary? Bertone, as he had with so many other issues, conceded this one by evading the question, stating that the document was a declaration addressed to no one, but failing to deny that it was from Lucia's diary. There is no reason to doubt that Vespa's perception was well-founded, especially since Lucia herself wrote of committing the secret to the notebooks in which I have been told to keep my spiritual diary. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. We will conclude with Chapter 8 tomorrow. And let us conclude this program by offering up a prayer in honor of Our Lady of Fatima and a prayer in honor of Saint Joseph. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Prayer of Saint Francis de Sales. Glorious Saint Joseph, spouse of the Virgin Mary, we beseech you, through the heart of Jesus Christ, grant to us your fatherly protection. O you, whose power reaches all our necessities, and who knows how to make possible the most impossible things, open your fatherly eyes to the needs of your children. In the confusion and pain which press upon us, we have recourse to you with confidence. Deign to take beneath your charitable guidance this important and difficult affair, the cause of our worries, and make that its happy outcome serve for the glory of God and the good of his devoted servants. Amen. Virgo potens, ora pro nobis. Sancti Joseph, terra daemonem, ora pro nobis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Please share the Our Lady of Fatima podcast with your family and friends. Let's get the word out. Let's get the word out about Our Lady of Fatima. Let's get the word out about how much our Lord Jesus Christ loves each and every one of us. Share the beauty and the grandeur of the rosary with your family and friends. Pray the rosary every single day with your family and friends. We're all in this together. part of the mystical body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Goodbye, and God love you.